Hey, hey, hey. We still around. I know we've taken a couple of weeks off. We know you've missed us. But we had to take some much needed downtime here at Red, White, and You to self, just a little bit of self-care, self-reflecting. Yeah. COVID was the numbers here in Texas. Texas was a hot spot that during that first wave. And we prematurely opened back up. And, you know, due to an unnamed governor, we opened we prematurely opened back
some
up.
Some poor decisions made by the Republican governor of Texas, which, man, how could I never would have thought of that, huh?
Who would have thought? So we made a few mistakes there. And so we went into those, into the red again, especially in Dallas County, which is where Garen and I, our studio was actually in Dallas County. And so things were heating up. So we took some we had to exercise our own common sense, and shut things down here at the studio for a little while, but we're back.
We're back, and I did some self-care shopping. Stopped by at some new, some sporting goods. I know.
Look, those kicks you
I got these
on
Kyries.
Fire.
I got these Kyries from this sporting goods store. I got them on sale originally, like $210. Got them for $100. Got this Jordan shirt on. I'm dripping. Like I'm full straight
I'm
out
like damn
dripping.
Where you been?
I got just a whole ass diamond back on me when I'm walking, baby. And you look very nice as well.
Thank you. I did put a little color on today,
man. But yeah, we're ready to get into this episode because it's a good fucking episode.
It's a lot that we need to unpack. Yeah,
definitely. So go ahead, take a listen, sit back, relax, and enjoy some Casey. You kick them off the title of your show.
Kicking them off. So today we are going to be talking about navigating Black Lives Matter in the workplaces. And when I say workplaces, that can even be in your home environment, in your family, just that inner circle that you have. A lot of people have came out and shown their true colors during this revolution. So we really want to talk about that. There's going to be some companies on the chopping block too that's banning the wearing and the brandishing, if you will, of Black Lives Matter gear. And I just think that's way out of pocket.
Yeah, let's go ahead. Let's jump into it.
Yeah, Jonathan Isaac, like, NBA player, opts not to kneel during national anthem. Orlando Magic player, yep, Jonathan Isaac decided not to kneel during the national anthem before his size match because he thought kneeling or wearing a Black Lives Matter t-shirt doesn't go hand in hand in supporting Black lives. I don't get that.
I don't get it. That doesn't
Where's the part about him breaking a tear in his ACL? Why?
It's right here. So it said this dude had to apologize because this dude said that it was funny that the forward Jonathan Isaac tore his ACL after being the first player to stand during the national anthem once the NBA restarted. Yeah, so all of the teammates were kneeling, and this one dude said, is it funny that the guy who refused to kneel immediately blew out his knee? And then this dude had to go and apologize. I guess this is him, Dan Lee battered, something like that. Oh, but yeah.
So
yeah,
somebody had to apologize. Mm-hmm. Was the guy that said it, was he a ball player?
No, it was this guy. He don't look like a ball player to me. He looks like one of those guys that just sits behind the microphone and hasn't ever touched a ball. But I mean, I don't know. It could be karma. But I mean, at the same time, it doesn't all have to be about the flag, which I don't know. See, you can also see he's the only one not wearing a Black Lives Matter shirt either.
Yeah, he said he feels like it doesn't go hand in hand. I need a little bit more. What do you mean it doesn't go hand in hand? They just decided that, you know, the whole thing, it's not that we're kneeling in protest to the flag. We're kneeling in protest to what is happening to African Americans. And this is the time that was chosen to do it, mm-hmm, symbolically. Because, you know, the anthem stands for justice for all, right?
Right.
One nation under God. indivisible and justice for all. So we're saying that we don't feel that. But that's not our experience. That's not what we're seeing. It's not what we're living. So I don't understand how it doesn't go hand in hand. It doesn't make sense to me.
No, it really doesn't
make sense. I never heard of this guy before.
I haven't either, but then again, he plays on the Orlando Magic, and not many people are watching the Orlando Magic since back in the 90s when Shaq was getting big. Right. But it said that he had torn his ACL back in January, and it was supposed to be season ending, but then the coronavirus pandemic, it paused the NBA. He was able to recover, and then one of his first games back, he tore that same ACL. So maybe it just wasn't fully healed. I don't know. That just sounds, the timing is very, what's the word I'm looking for? I don't know why I can't think of it all of a sudden. But it says, I believe that Black Lives Matter is what he said. He said a lot went into my decision, and part of it is, I thought that kneeling or wearing the Black Lives Matter t-shirt doesn't go hand in hand with supporting Black lives. So I felt like just me personally, what is that I believe is taking on a stance that I do believe. What is this? That I do believe that Black Lives Matter, but I just felt like it was a decision that I had to make. And I didn't feel like putting that shirt on and kneeling went hand in hand with supporting Black lives. I believe that for myself, my life has been supported by gospel, Jesus Christ, and everyone is made in the image of God, and that we all forge through God's glory. This is from FoxNews.com. This is what they're reporting on this.
But they write that tell you a lot, right?
Oh,
now.
Yeah. But this sounds like this dude has been brainwashed. Right. How does he think that people that are wearing shirts aren't bringing the attention to it? That's the whole
point.
Yeah.
Yeah, this guy. I don't know who this guy is. I'm not feeling this guy.
No, I don't know, but
he seems a little confused.
Yeah, and you know, people, that brings us on to the next thing, which we had gotten into a couple weeks ago with a couple of coworkers, is how do you handle different people with different
kind of like
opinions.
This guy, you was the last man standing. How do you handle people with different opinions in your circles?
Because you know he's
your colleagues,
to
your family members.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if his teammates still like him or if they ever liked him.
I don't know. You know, that's a good question. Because I mean, I think I'm a sports person. And back when coronavirus was getting really big, the first case in the NBA, or one of the first cases, was when it was Rudy Gobert and the whole like Jazz situation where he touched all the mics and touched everyone's lockers because he thought COVID was fake.
Right.
You know how many people still think that COVID ain't real?
Right. There's still
they don't go and look at the numbers.
COVID is an exaggeration. Some people flat out think it's not real, just like some people flat out think that
the earth is flat.
That the earth is flat and that there is no injustices, you know, when it comes to Black lives.
Yeah.
So let me tell you what happened.
Yeah.
Over the weekend, I'm a member of Friendship West Baptist Church, Pastor Frederick Haynes.
Okay.
And over the weekend, I don't know if you got a chance to read about this, but over the weekend, a Blue Lives Matter rally. What was like a cruise? They called
it
a Blue Lives. You heard about it?
Mm-hmm.
A Blue Lives Matter cruise took place, and that convoy ended up in the parking lot of a Black mega church that has a huge banner on the top of the church that says Black Lives Matter, because my pastor is very big into social justice activism.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was some dude, I can't remember the dude name now, that got on Facebook. I think it was a white gay guy, drag queen guy, which it was a whole different situation, because it was like he was bashing the LGBTQ community, even though he said he was a drag queen himself.
Mm-hmm.
And he was bashing the Black church. He said that the folks there were into witchcraft and all of this other stuff. And there's going to be a protest in Dallas this weekend. And he said that he was organizing a counter protest to say that end all racism, because he said that the Black Lives Matter movement is very racist. He said that the only thing that would be acceptable is Black Lives Matter too. The word T-O-O should be the last thing after the words Black Lives Matter. He said, you know, Black Lives Matter doesn't work. It should be Black Lives Matter too. But too is a synonym for also.
That would,
yeah. And we're not concerned about the lives that clearly matter. We're concerned. If I had a headache, if I woke up with a headache, am I worried about my stomach? Am I worried about my stomach? My stomach feels just fine.
Yeah.
So I'm probably not going to take Pepto-Bismol for a headache. Well, my stomach matters too, damn it.
Yeah.
So let me go ahead and medicate it as well, right?
Right.
That's how ridiculous that sounds, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of folks that think that way.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of folks, I wouldn't say they're in my direct circle, but there are some people that I communicate with and that I would consider to be associates that feel the same way, in that, well, why I gotta be Black Lives Matter? Why can't it be All Lives Matter? And my response is the same. Why are you focusing on something that doesn't require attention?
Yeah.
Do you do that in any other parts of your life? If your dishes need washing, do you go clean your living room?
Nope.
Right. Clearly, I might need to do some housework or something. I keep going back to these types of analogies, but...
That's what you got your kids for.
Right. It just doesn't make a lot of sense to me. So then let's I wish we had a couple of callers, but it's a question we can pose on social media.
Mm-hmm.
How do you handle that? I mean, if you work in a corporate environment, you know, HR will tell you you're not supposed to talk about politics and religion and all of these other things. And a lot of people look at, you know, the Black Lives Matter movement, this revolution that's taken place as politics. I don't see that as political.
It shouldn't be political.
Right.
That's the thing. And I mean, even this guy, he's from the Magic, is kind of making it political, saying taking a knee is not going to bring social awareness. Here's the thing, is the people, this drives me crazy, is that people that think you're taking a knee, that you're disrespecting the flag in all of the soldiers who have fought for freedom. That's not the point. Like, that's not it. They're not trying to do that at all. The whole reasoning behind taking a knee is to bring awareness to the social injustices of how oppressed Black people are. You know?
Exactly.
And
you know what you say to those people? You talk to those people about the soldiers that came before us,
mm-hmm.
who were deployed and fighting in U.S. wars on behalf of the United States of America during segregation. When they came back home off deployment, they still didn't have equal rights.
No.
So how do you explain that then? If it's all about the flag, why were these individuals who clearly were one third of a human or something like that, according to white America, then why in the fuck were they allowed to serve? Good enough to serve, but not good enough to not be redlined when you come home, when you attempt to buy a home.
Yeah.
So, you know, people like to try to tie that together. That's for the naysayers who are in denial.
Yeah.
About what has taken place. There's nothing for me is right and is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no gray area on this one for me. It's clear.
It is clear. I mean, going to what our subject is dealing with people that disagree, like, I guess you could say politics, but really politics aren't brought up in the workplace. It's really basic human rights.
It's basic human rights. I'm going to look up this story here.
Yeah,
I know
ahead.
Starbucks was one of companies.
Yeah.
Early on, right after, I'm going to say right after, but...
I think it was right after
George Floyd. Was it right after George Floyd was murdered? they put out a memo saying you couldn't wear the Black Lives Matter t-shirts or paraphernalia, if you will.
Yeah.
And so what's the general consensus of that? Why do you feel, is that because you feel, I've been trying to get a hold of that memo from someone who works at Starbucks because I want to read it for myself, but I don't know if the memo is online, but...
Yeah, so it says here on June 11th that we will continue to work to confront bias and racism. This is from Starbucks. It says, but Starbucks is curtailing, this is from insider.com on June 11th, Starbucks is curtailing its employees' ability to be a part of that work. The company's banned workers from wearing clothing or accessories that support the Black Lives Matter movement, according to an internal memo seen by BuzzFeed News. That memo cites the company dress code, noting that workers cannot wear accessories that advocate a political, religious, or personal issue.
Okay, let's break that down. Political, religious, or personal issue.
Doesn't.
So we know it's not political.
Nope.
We know it's not religious.
No.
So you're saying it's personal.
If it's personal and it includes millions and maybe billions of people.
And probably a great part of your employees.
Yep.
A great percentage of your fucking clientele, customers, yeah. employees. So Starbucks, you fucked up. You know what? Starbucks always fucking up. Remember, they are the ones that, remember the two black guys?
Yep. That was last year,
on the East
year,
Coast? I think so. I think that was about a year or so
they
ago.
They kicked him out because he was just chilling, like doing some homework or something over there, wasn't it?
Right.
Yeah, they've kind of shit their pants a couple of times.
And he started pointing out other patrons that didn't look like him.
He's about to make a whole bunch of money. I think, didn't Starbucks, they paid him out.
I think there was some type of settlement or it quietly
went
away.
They tried to pay him out and then he had them donate. They donated to a nonprofit of his choice.
Yeah,
I think that's what happened.
He better than me, baby, because I would have took their ass to the bank. And you gonna donate to my favorite charity, probably Black Lives Matter.
Yeah.
And you about to pay me for humiliating me.
Yeah.
And harassing me and all of this other shit that you did. And then they come around like, who's running this place? Who's running Starbucks? Who decided to write that memo? Here's what kind of bugs me, and I can't remember exactly. I'd have to talk to some of my friends in the LGBTQ community, but do they also forbid the wearing of rainbow shirts?
No, and we're talking about Starbucks, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Starbucks maybe at first did, but... That's also a huge portion of their employees.
Right. And customers.
I mean, if not, it's double, triple minority, which could be a gay black female.
Right.
Which more than likely there's several of in Starbucks.
Right.
And I think I'm sure there was something that happened with them. We know Starbucks fucked up a lot. They
cannot get right.
And their stock has been dropping like crazy. But there's something I had seen on Facebook, and obviously we know Facebook. It's going to be a lot of misinformed people. But there is one post that you'll run across, and just really a topic to talk about. Is the whole Blue Lives Matter. Mm. We're both in agreement that that was just in protest of Black Lives Matter, correct?
Yes, they never said it before.
Exactly.
Did you ever hear the term Blue Lives Matter before the Black Lives Matter movement? The answer to that is no.
Same
with the flag. Mm-hmm. That is the most racist thing ever.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I was talking to one of my buddies about, who is not black. He's a minority, but he's not black. You know, he was like, why does that irk you so much? I said, because you have to be a special kind of racist. You have to be, it's a different level of hate to protest a protest.
Mm.
No one, And it's not like, and then you're coming for the Black community. They never came for you. All they said was that our lives matter. Yep. That's it. They never said white lives don't matter.
No, and that's... You know, it's just like, it pisses me off, you know, being a white male is, I mean, you may, I know that I have more privilege than a Black male or a Black female. And that's where so many people just can't understand that, like, you don't understand what they're going through. Like, you can't, like, I can never truly, fully understand what it is to be a Black person in America or a minority in America, because I'm white and I've always had a privilege. And that's what so many people are just so stupid to try and put themselves in other minority shoes to realize people don't have it as good as you.
Right.
People just want their life to matter as much as your life currently matters to others.
Right.
I mean, that's kind of how I would say it. And if I said it wrong, feel free to correct me. But I mean, just like the whole Blue Lives Matter thing, a post was Blue Lives Don't Exist. It says...
Did I tell you what I did, Garen?
What? What'd you do?
Oh, Blue Lives Don't Exist because they're a cop. Anyway. so...
They don't.
Did
they're
I tell
not
you
blue.
I went out and That's bought a. The, right.
They're not blue. It's every cop chosen to be a cop. Nobody is born blue. Nobody.
And if you're not a cop that is in violation of the oath that you took mm-hmm. to serve and protect, why are you offended?
Yeah.
Let me put it to you like this, and this is going to be an analogy that I can do because I'm a Black woman. Do I get offended when Black gangbangers, Black dope dealers, Black murderers, do I get offended when they are arrested, prosecuted, and serve time in prison? No, because guess what? I'm not a Black gangbanger, yeah. dope dealer, murderer.
Yeah.
It doesn't apply to me.
Yeah.
So I don't feel offended. Why are you so offended? We're calling out very specific cops, abusive cops, cops that abuse their authority, cops that don't honor their badge, don't honor their code, dirty cops.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about. Cops that want to be judge and jury out on the side of the road. That's what we're talking about. Why are you so pissed off? If that's not you, move around. Mm-hmm. You should be upset as well. And so that, but again, the only reason it's like we bang our head against the wall trying to make sense of it. There's only one explanation. You are directly protesting the protest.
Yeah.
And you're choosing to do that. There is no hidden message. There's no conspiracy. It's what it is. So I want to read this real quick.
Yeah.
This is an article from the Business Insider that came out. Major brands like Starbucks, Chick-fil-A, and Whole Foods are trying to determine if employees should be allowed to wear Black Lives Matter masks on the job. Wendy Green, a lawyer focusing on employment and discrimination, she's also a professor at Drexel University School of Law, she said that typical bans on Black Lives Matter masks and shirts are legal under existing legislation on dress code at work. However, she went on to say that companies may face legal repercussions if non-Black employees are allowed to show support for other social justice causes, LGBTQ, things like that. Here's another thing. Why are the Asians not mad?
Yeah.
Why are they not saying Blue Lives Matter?
Mm-hmm.
Why is the majority of the anti-Black Lives Matter folks white?
Because everyone who thinks that racism ended when Martin Luther King and Malcolm X's time abruptly came to an end, that racism was just over.
Right.
I mean, white folks did. they went, okay, problem solved. We've cured racism. There's no more. Those people that went through it went on to teach their kids race to be racist. Those kids taught their kids to be racist. Therefore, here we are now with cops choking out innocent black men for stealing a $20 bill. Cops who are killing other cops for just being black. I mean, it's just, I don't know. It's just crazy that there's so many crooked cops out there. Mm-hmm. But, you know, so here's what so many people, especially that are like, all lives matter. The all lives matter.
Every time you say that, I cringe. I cannot stand to hear that.
Their head is in their ass. Like, they have their head in their own ass. Like, that's the only way you can justify it. Like, here's what they say. They go, well, what about all the, how come nobody's talking about the black on black crime in Chicago and New York? Why is nobody talking about the black on black crime that's in Detroit?
You're right.
Most of it is gang related,
right?
I mean, what would your response be? I know what it is because I was there, mm-hmm. but for another person that's dealing with that in the workplace, gets into a confrontation or even on Facebook or social media, how is it that you reply?
Well, a couple of things. Black on black crime is a term that was coined by white supremacy and made up as a political strategy during the Reagan-Nixon eras. Their political strategy at that time, Democrats were being accused. This was the Republican political strategy. The Republican political strategy was one of that the Democrats were soft on crime. And this was coming off of the crack cocaine epidemic around that era. They said that the Democrats were soft on crime. So the Democrats, being fuckheads, was like, instead of them just coming up with a counter campaign to say, you know what, say what you would. It was like, what they should have done was taken the old mantra that my mom taught me, sticks and stones may break my mm-hmm. bones, but words can never hurt me.
Right.
The Democrats should have fucking done that. What they should have done was come up with another counter strategy to say, you know what, you can say whatever you want about us, but we're about strengthening the economy or whatever. Instead, they was like, no, we could be tough on crime too. So there ensued all of these different phrases that were coined, like black on black crime. There's no such thing as black on black crime. If there was a such thing as black on black crime, there's also a such thing as white on white crime and Asian on Asian crime. Research shows that people within their own communities commit more crimes against people in their communities than outside of their communities. Mm-hmm. So if you were to look at the numbers, you have just as many white on white crimes, but no one calls it that. They just call it crime or domestic violence or a robbery.
Yeah.
So there was politics at the core of that, just like everything else. But let's just take the phrase off the table and say, okay, let's talk about crimes that are committed by black people against black people. We can talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, those crimes are prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. Part of the Black Lives Matter movement, we're not saying, you know, good cops should not arrest or pull over people that are breaking the law. No one said that.
Mm-hmm.
We said that you need to follow the letter of the law and that the United States Constitution should extend to all Americans. That's what we said. So if you pull me over, you need to treat me like I'm a fucking human being.
Mm-hmm.
And when you don't treat me like I'm a human being, you need to be held accountable for that. That's called justice. That's not what's taking place.
No.
You know, so for someone to say, well, what about Chicago?
But what about the rising crime numbers?
Right, right. Mm. And here's the other thing I like to say. And I This is where I love to slide my credentials across the table to an All Lives Matter motherfucker. I was a fucking cop. And the majority of the cops that I did police work with are white. White boys. So I was there. Okay? And so, first of all, it's just like any other governmental employee or public servant. You agreed to certain terms when you took the job. Mm-hmm. The last time I checked, there is no fucking job and code of ethics for a gangbanger or a dope boy or a robber or a rapist or a murder. There's nothing they have to fill out to do that.
Yeah.
They're not agreeing to shit. They're not agreeing to operate at with a certain level of integrity and a certain level of service. They didn't sign up for that. So I'm like, you don't expect, since the beginning of time, there's been criminals. Since the beginning of time, I don't care how far you go back, there was always someone doing something that was out of pocket. That doesn't stop. That's never gonna stop. Do those lives matter? Yeah, they do. But those are not the ones that are, that we don't see anybody held accountable for.
Yeah.
And we hold police officers to a higher standard because that's the job you chose. Let me give another example. Several people have passed on from different reasons, plane crashes, car wrecks. But when Princess Diana was killed in a car crash, when Kobe Bryant was killed in a plane crash, the world erupted.
Yeah.
Well, why didn't the world erupt when Billy Bob, that lives on 15th and Vine, why wasn't that national coverage? Well, you know what I'm saying? Is that type of situation. If my uncle went out and murdered somebody and President Trump went out and murdered somebody, that's going to warrant a different response.
Yeah.
Because Trump is going to be held to a different standard as the president of the United States of America.
They might still find a way to cover that up.
Right. But, you know, it's the dumbest. It's the, I don't use the word. It's the most non-intelligent thing a person could say.
Mm-hmm.
For those reasons.
Yeah.
So you're trying to say everybody in every situation, everything's the same. No, these cops took an oath to serve and protect. They have qualified immunity, which is something that should be abolished. But clearly they're not like the average Joe citizen, because the average Joe citizen, if you put two bullets into somebody, you're going to go to jail.
Yeah.
Unlike Amber Geiger, who pumped her rounds from her service weapon into both of them and went home that night and stayed home for several nights after that. So we're not the same. You're held to a different set of rules and standards.
It's almost like they're above the law.
They
and
are.
And that's
the problem.
That's the whole issue here.
Yeah.
And I mean, a lot of Black Lives Matter too is to bring awareness of, look, police officers have been above the law for years and years and years. Go to some other different countries, police officers are even above the law. That's therefore why Black Lives Matter has been a worldwide movement, and like the whole entire world erupted when the George Floyd death happened. I mean,
right.
You think of third world countries, and I mean, those officers are going to be dirty, and they're going to be, I mean, they're almost all police officers are above the law. I mean,
right.
I say most, if not all.
Right. And they operate in that fashion, whether or not, you know, they've decided they're above the law.
Yeah.
And that culture has been cultivated and created for them to operate as such.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I say. Every time you see a police officer do something out of pocket or a military member, what's in that leadership chain of command? What type of culture have you cultivated?
Yeah.
And why didn't you see any of this coming? It's hard for me to believe that you didn't. So it's a whole lot going on there that needs to be unpacked. And I know we got to get out of here. We've been gone for a couple of weeks, just due to COVID.
We have a lot to catch up on.
There's so much to catch up on. What are some things that are trending? What are some things we need to talk about?
Well, some big news. My girlfriend of now 4 years is now my fiance.
Oh,
so,
my God. Yes.
So that happened.
Congratulations.
I survived the so-called poopacana.
Yeah.
Yeah. I call it poopacana because you'll shit your brains out when you go to Punta Cana.
Just a warning. What is that all about?
I don't know what the hell is in that water over there, but there is something wrong with the quiche. I'm telling you.
Are you serious?
Look, it was beautiful pictures, the moment.
But
was
you spent a lot of time in the bathroom.
All the time was just on the toilet.
So when's the date?
Shoot. I mean, with coronavirus going on, hopefully we're looking like 2021, 2022, but
okay.
Who knows? I mean, the vaccine and stuff, we don't know how far along they are. Supposedly there's been a bunch of
candidates. You'd want to have a wedding and all, yeah?
Yeah, definitely. And you're going to be invited, of course. But yeah, it's just kind of weird planning that right now. And I mean, I was worried about maybe not getting to make the trip over there because, mm-hmm. I mean, I told you about several months before I even went on it.
Yeah.
But I mean, just with all of coronavirus, glad everything worked out. But we have hopefully October-ish in 2021, whenever it cools off in Texas a little bit. But
it's going to be awesome. And for pictures of the newly engaged couple, you can check them out on my social media or check out Garen's social media. She's absolutely stunning. I'm so excited for them. We're going to come back next week. What are we going to talk about next week?
You know, I wanted to talk something I wanted to mention in this podcast, and that's what sucks because I know we're at the end. I wanted to talk and get your opinion on Michelle Obama's latest podcast. I don't know if you've listened to it yet.
Yes.
It is amazing.
It is.
And then, obviously, first guest, Barack Obama.
Yeah.
And the second thing was what it like for minorities going in for a job interview. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to know what that process should be for those obviously out of a job during COVID, what they need to know and what they need to do in order to land their dream job that is owned by primarily white people.
And that's the thing too. And I did this too. I really did this. I don't care if y'all say I'm weird or not. When all of this started to erupt and folks started to show their true colors, I fired every white professional in my life.
Mm-hmm.
All of my doctors that were non-black, I fired them and got new doctors. You never know. You can think like some of my friends, especially some of the ones I serve in the military, we've been laying in holes together on recon missions. I trusted them with my life. And then when all of this happened, I'm like,
who are you?
Yeah, who are you?
It's just like family members too.
So there's a lack of trust.
Yeah.
So that's a really good topic. I think we should talk about that.
Yeah, and obviously.
How do you ensure that you're not being discriminated against?
Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, it's so common, and the same with, I mean, just going basic job. Obviously, a lot of people are like, we need 5 years of experience, and it's a entry-level type job, you know?
Mm-hmm.
For maybe it's bottom of the totem pole or someone that just needs to get their foot in the door, what they need to do. Give me the Lady General advice next episode.
Okay.
On what
I like that.
What you need to do to land that job to get your foot in the door. And what you need to do. But before we head on out of here, you got any special projects coming that maybe some people should look out for?
So we're working on a few things. First of all, thanks to Garen, my new website is up and launched. You can go check that out at www.thekcfox.com. Got a couple of book projects. The Promise devotional book that we just released is a bestseller. We got that news today.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So you can pick up. It's an amazing collaboration of stories of women from multiple countries that are talking about their promise and some of the trials and tribulations that they've gone through and how they've kept that promise and how God has kept that promise to them. It's really dope.
Ooh.
And so it's an Amazon bestseller. And so we're still working on a couple of docuseries that we're working on. I'm excited about getting those out and talking more about that and just chomping away at it.
You know, and give them a shout out for your socials one more time.
Oh, yeah.
We got to get you verified on Instagram.
I know. Can y'all believe I'm not?
If you're a Wikipedia writer, hit us up because we need some help. We're on the final few steps to get KC verified.
Yeah,
here.
I can't. Oh, yeah. I don't know. They don't like me.
It is Zuckerberg, so.
It is him. And I have called him out on. Who does that? I done called the man out on his own platform. I use his own bandwidth. No. So my Facebook is KC Fox, just the letter K, letter C, F-O-X. Instagram, the KC Fox. Twitter, the KC Fox. LinkedIn, KC Fox, KC Fox, KC Fox everywhere. So go follow me. And don't forget to check out those pictures of Garen and his new fiance.
Oh, yeah. Very lucky, by the way. I'm the luckiest guy in the world. And she has a rock on her finger. So we're extremely excited. But I guess until next time.
Until next time. We'll see you next week. Red, White, and You.